This is Akashwani, the news read by Anita Anand. Top leaders of all the political parties are addressing rallies in various states as the first phase of Lok Sabha polls draws near. Polling will be held in 102 seats in 21 states and union territories on the 19th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the Lok Sabha elections of 2024 are to provide new energy to the Viksit Bharat campaign. While addressing a rally in Rajasthan's Karoli yesterday, he said that in the last 10 years, the BJP brought solutions to the problems on which the Congress had given up. He stated that the Congress had gave the slogan of Garibi Hatao for decades, but the NDA government brought 25 crore Indians out of poverty. Earlier, while addressing an election rally in Rishikesh, Uttarakhand, the Prime Minister said that whenever there has been a weak and unstable government in the country, the enemies have taken advantage and terrorism has spread its roots. The Prime Minister said his government has implemented one rank, one pension scheme for soldiers. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi has said there are two major issues in the country, unemployment and inflation, but other issues are being given more importance. He was addressing a public meeting at Anoopgarh in Rajasthan yesterday. The notification for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections will be issued today. Polling will be held for 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories in this phase. Notification for the adjourned poll in Betul constituency of Madhya Pradesh will also be issued today. Election for Betul parliamentary constituency, which was to be held in the second phase, was adjourned due to the death of a contesting candidate of Bahujan Samaj Party. Nominations can be filed till the 19th of this month. Voting for this phase will be held on 7th of May. BJP and Congress have put in full might in the election for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections in Rajasthan. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting in Barmer today. Mr. Modi will hold this Vijay Shankhnath public meeting at the Adarsh Stadium in Barmer in support of Union Minister of State and BJP candidate from Barmer, Kailash Chaudhary. After this, Mr. Modi will lead a roadshow in Dausa this evening. Apart from that, Mr. Modi and many other star campaigners of BJP will campaign for party candidates in various Lok Sabha seats today. As the electoral battleground in Uttarakhand heats up, star campaigners are ramping up their efforts to bolster support for their respective candidates. With prominent political figures making frequent visits to the state, no effort is being spared to sway voters in favour of their parties. Today, the political arena in Uttarakhand will witness the fervour of senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh as he embarks on back-to-back election rallies in Garhwal and Kumaon divisions. Singh's agenda includes addressing a public meeting in Champawat and Chamoli and Kashipur. With a strategic focus on capturing the attention of the military-influenced electorate in the region, the Bharatiya Janata Party aims to capitalize on this demographic by leveraging the presence of Defence Minister. Today, Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini is also arriving in Hyderabad to attend a public gathering at various places in support of the BJP candidate. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting to review preparedness for the ensuing heat wave season yesterday. During the meeting, he was briefed about the temperature outlook for the period from April to June this year, including the forecast for the upcoming hot weather season, the likelihood of above normal maximum temperatures over most parts of the country, especially over central India and western peninsula India. The Indian Met Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall will continue over central India till today. Light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms and gusty winds are likely over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Vidarbha, Marathwada and central Maharashtra. The weather office has also forecast isolated heavy rainfall over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad on Saturday and Sunday and Himachal Pradesh on Sunday. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 7 wickets to get their second win in the Indian Premier League 2024 at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night, chasing a target of 197. Mumbai Indians made 199 for the loss of 3 wickets in 15.3 overs with the help of quick fire 52 runs in 19 balls by Surya Kumar Yadav. And that is the